During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Dick Harpootalin.
That's Alec Murdaugh's attorney if you're playing the game at home. The home version. The retrial of Alec Murdaugh. He stood outside the courthouse after the Supreme Court's ruling this last week and said something very, very specific. He said, "We're relieved." He didn't say justice was served. He said the retrial must look very different from the first. And then he laid out exactly why, citing the court's findings on financial evidence, citing the language about prejudice, and then landing on the line that his team has repeated since 2021. Alec has said from day one that he did not kill his wife and son. We are back there. That is where we are at right now. He's making the claim. We can't technically go and say anymore, Alec Murdaugh is a murderer. That is not a fact anymore because he's no longer convicted of it. It has been thrown back to the courts. He allegedly is a murderer. That's what that Supreme Court ruling has done. And now all of the hoopla of the biggest trial, I think, that we've probably ever covered here on this show, going all the way back to the beginning of the 2000s, is going to have a sequel. Your thoughts in the comment section as we work through this on Substack and YouTube, those links in the description. This is not a man reacting to news. It's a man announcing a strategy, and the strategy is already in motion. And it will be, and you will see it, and we will cover it going forward. When a defense team loses at trial and wins on appeal, they usually get one advantage. They know what went wrong the first time. They have the transcript. They know which witness hurt them. They know which arguments the jury found persuasive and which ones fell flat. That is valuable. What Harpootalin and Jim Griffin got from the South Carolina Supreme Court goes beyond a second chance. They got a roadmap. The court told them exactly where the prosecution overstepped. They know it. They have a huge advantage going into this trial. It identified the specific testimony that shouldn't have been admitted. It criticized the volume and depth of financial evidence, and it established a legal framework that shifts the burden on key evidentiary questions. That's not just a new trial. That's a new trial with instructions. The financial evidence firewall is the first and most obvious advantage. The Supreme Court expressed clear skepticism about the volume of financial testimony in trial one. The defense doesn't need a formal ruling excluding specific evidence. They have something almost as powerful, which is the court's published opinion saying the last judge let in too much. Every financial witness the prosecution tries to call in trial two, every bank record they try to introduce, every piece of testimony about Murdaugh's schemes, the defense challenges it. They challenge it with the Supreme Court's own words as their authority. The defense doesn't need to win every motion. They need to win enough of them to prevent the prosecution from rebuilding the cumulative emotional case that turned the first jury against Murdaugh before they ever got to the physical evidence. Every financial witness who gets excluded is a brick removed from the prosecution's foundation. Every hour of testimony the judge doesn't allow is an hour the jury doesn't spend learning to despise the defendant. And then there's the corruption narrative. In trial one, the defense didn't know what Hill was doing behind closed doors. They didn't know she was telling jurors to distrust the defendant. They didn't know she was steering the jury towards guilty to help sell a book. They found out after the verdict. And by then, the damage was done. In trial two, Hill is a convicted criminal. That changes the dynamic entirely of all this. The first round, she wasn't. She was a clerk of court. She was there to help. There was nothing even. Nobody even looked. Nobody knew she existed other than those jurors and the people in the courtroom. The name Becky Hill didn't mean anything throughout that entire trial. Now it is the linchpin. Right next to the name Alec Murdaugh, Maggie Murdaugh, and Paul Murdaugh, she is one of the most important names in Trial 2 because she's the entire reason Trial 2 is happening. The defense can reference the corruption of the first trial in opening statements, not as a legal technicality, but as a story. That's going to be important. They can't be like, we don't even know why we're here. You already threw out the first one. This is a way. They can't do that. But they can bring up, this ain't round one. That immediately puts some doubt into any juror's mind. Well, the first one didn't stand up. What is this all about? Why are we here? The state had its chance. An officer of the court corrupted the process. The highest court in South Carolina threw out the verdict. And now the state wants you to convict him again. The unspoken message is powerful. Be careful. The system got it wrong once. Make sure you get it right this time. Be a justice warrior. People like being justice warriors. They do. It's kind of like everybody's side hustle, if you will, for the stupidest shit sometimes. And sometimes things that go against their own self-interest, their best interest, or the interest of common sense. That can work to the advantage of Alec Murdaugh here. You're not setting Alec Murdaugh free. You're not finding him innocent. You're standing up to power. And if they can get that narrative in the minds of the jurors, you have an Alec Murdaugh that may not be convicted in round number two. That right there should be the goal of the defense. You're welcome. The system got it wrong once. Make sure you get it right this time. It's not evidence of innocence. Harpootalin knows that. The jury will know that. But it's a framing device that puts the prosecution on defense from the very first minute. It creates a posture of skepticism towards the state that the defense doesn't have to build from scratch. The Supreme Court built it for them. But the biggest strategic question, the one that both legal teams are already gaming out, is whether Alec Murdaugh takes the stand again. Here's why that question matters. On the night of the murders, Paul Murdaugh was at the dog kennels on the family's Moselle property. He pulled out his phone and recorded a short video, a Snapchat of a dog at 8:44 p.m. In the background of that video, you can hear voices. Multiple witnesses at trial identified one of those voices as Alec Murdaugh's. He's talking about the family's yellow lab, Bubba, catching a chicken. It's mundane. It's casual. It really means nothing until you discover, oh, they died a few minutes after that. And it destroyed Murdaugh's alibi because Murdaugh had told investigators, family members, and friends consistently from the night of the murders forward until the very moment snot started flying out of his face on the stand that he was not there. He had not been at the kennels that evening. He said he was at the main house. He said he hadn't seen Maggie and Paul in the 45 minutes before he left to visit his mother. Why would you say that if you weren't there and you had nothing to do with their murders? The kennel video proved he was lying. He was there, and minutes before, prosecutors say the shootings happened at the location where the bodies were found. When the video became public, it forced Murdaugh's hand. He had to take the stand to explain the lie, and he did. He testified that he lied because of paranoid thinking. That's how he sounded. I'm going to use that every time I'm quoting Alec Murdaugh for dramatic effect. Stemming from opioid addiction. That's what the paranoid thinking was about. And it might be honestly completely true. He said he wasn't thinking clearly. He said he distrusted the investigators who were swabbing his hands for gunshot residue. He maintained that Maggie and Paul were alive when he left the kennels and walked back to the house. The jury didn't buy it. Jurors said afterwards that his testimony felt performative, that he could turn the emotion on and off. They said they read right through it. That video hasn't gone anywhere. That lie hasn't gone anywhere. And the pressure to testify hasn't gone anywhere. Murdaugh almost certainly has to take the stand again in trial two because the kennel video demands an explanation and only he can provide one. But here's where the calculus changes. And this is critical. In trial one, Murdaugh took the stand after the jury had spent weeks absorbing testimony about his financial crimes. By the time he sat in that witness chair, the jury already knew he was a pathological liar. They knew he'd stolen from disabled clients. They knew he'd cheated his own law firm. They knew he'd manipulated every person in his life. His credibility wasn't just damaged, it was demolished before he opened his mouth. When he said, "I lied about the kennels because of my paranoid thinking from my addiction." Yeah. The jury heard it through the filter of everything they already knew about him. Of course he's lying again. That's what he does. In trial two, that filter is dramatically reduced. With financial evidence limited by the Supreme Court's guidance, Murdaugh takes a stand in front of a jury that knows far less about who he is. They'll know about the murders. They'll know about some version of the financial pressure motive, but they won't have spent weeks absorbing the full catalog of his deceptions. He's still explaining a lie. The kennel lie is a fact that can't be wished away. But he's explaining it to jurors who haven't been conditioned to assume everything he says is another con. That is a meaningful difference. Whether it's enough of a difference to change the outcome is what trial two tests. Beyond the testimony question, the defense's physical evidence argument gets its moment. This is the argument that got overshadowed in trial one by the financial crimes narrative. And it's the argument Harpootalin has been making since the beginning. No DNA was found on Murdaugh or any of his clothing. None. Despite two close range shootings with a shotgun, one with a rifle, using weapons powerful enough to cause catastrophic wounds, there was no blood spatter on Murdaugh's body. Both murder weapons are still missing. They have never been recovered. There are no eyewitnesses. Harpootalin said at trial, there are no eyewitnesses. There is nothing on camera. There is no forensic tying him to the crime scene. None. And the crime scene itself was compromised from the start. Vehicles and people flooded the Moselle property in the hours after the killings. Murdaugh's friends, family, law partners, they all showed up. First responders walked through taped off areas. Paul's body was covered with a sheet instead of a tarp on a night when the rain was misting in and water droplets from the kennel roof went onto the body. Murdaugh's former law partner testified about the chaos at the scene. The chain of custody on the physical evidence has issues that the defense will hammer in trial two and hammer harder than they did the first time. Because this time, the financial narrative isn't drowning out. Then there's the timeline. Prosecutors argue that Murdaugh had roughly 77 minutes to commit two murders using two different weapons, dispose of both firearms in a way that no one will ever find them, clean himself up, change his clothes, leave the property to visit his mother, and return home before calling 911 after 10 p.m. The defense challenged that timeline at trial. At least trial one and trial two, they'll challenge it with better prepared experts. New forensic analysis and 3 years of studying the prosecution's reconstruction of that evening. They know every prosecution witness. They know every exhibit. They know every argument the lead prosecutor made and which ones the jury found persuasive. That level of preparation is rare going into a retrial. The prosecution is building a case inside new constraints. The defense is refining a case they have spent 3 years studying. And all of it funnels toward the simplest and most powerful argument in criminal defense. Reasonable doubt. Harpootlin and Griffin have never needed it to prove Murdaugh didn't do it. That's not how the system works. They need 12 people to say they can't be certain beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the bar. And look at what they have to work with in trial two. Limited financial evidence, which means less emotional ammunition for the prosecution, a prior conviction thrown out because a court officer corrupted the process, no DNA, no blood, no weapons, no eyewitness, a contaminated crime scene, a 77-minute window that has to account for two murders, disposal of two weapons, a cleanup, a clothing change, and a round trip off the property. And a defendant who, whatever the jury ultimately decides, takes the stand knowing every question the prosecution will ask, because he's already answered all of them once before. Reasonable doubt gets easier to argue in trial two, not because the evidence changed, it is the same evidence, but because the emotional scaffolding that made the circumstantial case feel airtight won't be there the same way it was in round one. The prosecution's job is to make the evidence feel overwhelming. The defense's job is to make the jury pause. And the Supreme Court handed Harpootlin and Griffin every tool they need to create that pause. It's also the jury selection advantage. I know, the hits keep on coming, don't they? The defense gets to talk about what happened in the first trial during voir dire. They get to ask potential jurors how they feel about the fact that a court clerk, was convicted of tampering with the last jury. They get to identify jurors who are skeptical of institutions, who believe in holding the government to a high standard, who are troubled by the idea that the system failed. Those jurors exist in every pool, and in this case, the defense has a factual bias. Not speculation, not theory, but a Supreme Court ruling and criminal conviction to find them and seat them. The prosecution has to build inside constraints. The defense gets to build on advantages that didn't exist 3 years ago. Every limitation the court imposes on the state is an opening for the defense. Every word of criticism in the opinion is something Harpootlin can use. And there's one more advantage the defense has that doesn't get talked about really very much. The burden never shifts. In criminal trial, the prosecution carries the burden of proof from opening statements to closing argument. The defense doesn't have to prove really anything. Certainly, it's helpful. A jury would like that to connect the dots, but they don't have to present a single witness. They don't have to offer an alternative theory of who killed Maggie and Paul. All they have to do is create enough uncertainty that 12 people can't say guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. In trial one, the prosecution overcame that burden by building an overwhelming emotional case alongside the circumstantial physical evidence. In trial two, the emotional case is constrained. The physical case hasn't gotten stronger in 3 years, and the defense walks in knowing exactly how to attack every piece of it. The defense lost the first trial in 6 weeks. They've had 3 years to figure out why. Whether they can translate that understanding into an acquittal or at minimum a hung jury is the question trial two answers. The Supreme Court gave them the roadmap. The courtroom is where we find out if they can follow it. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I would love for you to weigh in and give me your thoughts. We'll continue our conversation right there. There's more to come in our Alec Murdaugh series this week, getting ready for the next trial, albeit it's going to be a bit down the road. But let's ground ourselves in where it stands as the coverage and the conversations begin. We're back at square one. We are where we were in 2023, before the trial. That's how far back we are. Back to the future. It's like Quantum Leap without Scott Bakula. All right. If you got that, let me know in the comments. All right. Until next time. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.